The new Starz series, Marianne George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but it shockingly is. With nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You will not be able to look away. I know, because I couldn't. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi, everyone. It's Sophia, and welcome back to Work in Progress. If you've been listening to Work in Progress for the last few weeks, you know that I wanted my Whip Smarties to get to know the other community I have been spending all my time with, and that is my Good Sam family. I've had the pleasure of working with the amazing cast and crew from my new CBS show, Good Sam, for almost 2 years now. They really have become some of my favorite people that I have ever worked with, and it has been a gift to get to know them. I'm so happy that you have been getting to know them through our deeper conversations on the podcast, too. But today, I thought it would be fun to do a rapid-fire round of questions with some of the cast and crew so you can see their individual personalities and preferences. From what their coffee order is to somewhere they want to travel, today's episode is fast and fun. Thank you for tuning in, and I won't keep you any longer. Let's get to it.
This is Miriam Carvel. I play Nurse Donna Williams.
My name is Davi Santos, and I play Dr. Joey Costa.
What's up? This is Edwin Hodge, and I play Malcolm.
Hi, it's Omar Muscati, and I play Dr. Isan Shah.
I'm Wendy Crewson. I play Dr. Vivian Katz.
Hi, I'm Sky Marshall, and I play Dr. Lex Chuli on Good Sam.
Here we go on the rapid fire questions. What is your favorite TV show that you watched last?
I May Destroy You.
Oh.
And Hacks. I also love that. Those two shows.
I loved Hacks.
I think Hacks too, and Queen's Gambit before that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bit of a shameless plug, but As We See It on Amazon is so good.
The Queen's Gambit.
This Is Us.
Definitely Succession.
Succession.
I love Mare of Easton. I love Kate Winslet. Oh, she was so good in that. And The Great is fantastic and lots of fun. Huzzah.
When would you say you're most productive?
For me, it's like 8 a.m. till 2 is when I wish to be heavy duty writing. But it often is later.
Yeah, I think I stopped asking myself that question. when is it due?
Yep.
When am I most productive? In the morning.
After like 11 p.m. late at night.
Top of the morning. Right when I'm fresh out of bed.
I am a night owl. I love doing work at night. I don't know. Call me a vampire.
I am most productive after breakfast, before lunch, and after dinner into the wee hours of the night.
Oh, it's a tiny window in the morning between about 10 and 11. I'm on fire. The rest of the day, not so much.
What's your comfort meal?
Tomato soup and chicken pot pie.
Macaroni and cheese, you know? A good, warm, cheesy dish is just that. That just soothes the soul.
Pasta, I think.
Chicken noodle soup.
Japanese food. I love sushi and I'm addicted to ramen.
A ceviche. Or basically anything seafood related.
Lemon pasta. So good. Like dessert with pasta. It's so amazing.
Where is the place on earth that you feel most at peace?
A basketball court.
In my bedroom upstairs.
In an airplane, once in the air, and there's no Wi-Fi.
I feel most at peace in the kitchen.
The little cabin on Georgian Bay, that rocky shore, that blue lake. That was my grandfather's, and it's for sure the winter there.
And any like kind of beach waves situation for me is like, I can really, and if I'm on the water, on some sort of boat, it's something I discovered about myself recently because I don't go on many boats. And I was like, what is this silence in my mind? This is really lovely. Wow. Yeah.
That's bliss, huh?
Yeah. I like hiking. I like being in the trees and kind of lost on the path.
Yeah. Yeah. I love to be in the mountains too. But it's funny when you mention a boat, the first thing that came to my mind, I was like, Katie, we gotta take Jenny to the UP.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just get her on a boat up there.
Lots of boaty McBoat face.
Oh, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we got to go. It'll be our celebratory end of season something.
I can't wait. I'm trying to get my husband to to become sort of sailor because I've realized how relaxed I am. And he's like, I don't know anything about boats and I don't have any skills. Or like, but could it become something you're passionate about? Because then he could drive
me around. Maybe he would love
it. Yeah, maybe he would.
Yeah.
Do you ever try to just be like, hey, sailor? Like just sort of lay it in?
I'll let you know how it goes.
If each of you could pick a book that would be mandatory for high school students to read, what book would you choose?
High school. I don't know. Beloved. Toni Morrison, but I don't know if that's high school.
Anything by Maya Angelou.
Emotional Awareness by Paul Ekman, the leading facial expression scientist and the Dalai Lama. Very good East-West book.
Toni Morrison's Beloved.
Definitely Cast. I mean, come on.
You know, I recently read Bel Canto again. For me, it's like all about point of view. It depends on how you look at things. And like that book for me was sparked a sort of interesting conversation in my mind.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oof, either Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Sean Cassidy.
The first concert I ever went to was for The Used.
Method Man and Redman at the House of Blues in Chicago.
The Police.
Jay-Z, Fade to Black, Staples Center. We'll never forget that.
I think it was the Moody Blues or Billy Joel. It was with my dad for sure. So that's not very cool.
Mine was with my friend's dad and it was Billy Joel.
Oh, come on.
Oh my God, this is perfect. Me and my friends did our first concert without our parents, I think in the eighth grade. And it was when Lauryn Hill's record came out. We saw Lauryn Hill and Outkast.
Wow.
It was the best, still one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
That's so cool.
It was so cool. And we saw them at Universal City Walk. And our parents drove us and then sat in the parking lot until we got out because they were so nervous to let us go in like an amphitheater by ourselves.
Yeah,
we were like, we are 14 years old and we do not need you to chaperone us. We're fine. And, oh, wow, what a night.
What a concert.
Yeah.
What a concert. I'm curious about this for you guys. When you know that something is the right thing for you, is there like a feeling that arises in you? Is there a name you can ascribe to that?
I think for me, it's obsession. I just like can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. 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 Or like wanting to pitch it or like pitch on it. Like I think that's right. It keeps simmering up. Like you can't let it go.
A feeling of tempered confidence.
Euphoria.
That would be the feeling of certainty or providence. Providence as well.
Fizzing. I start to fizz. I can feel it just tingling and anticipation. You know, something good is going to happen.
I guess contentment, you know? I can just be content and feeling good about what is going on.
Okay, last question. What so far is a memory that each of you cherishes from at current, the first 7 episodes we've done of our show?
Well, I would say like for me, I live for the moments when people tell me that they like working on the show. Like that makes it all worthwhile for me that day. Like no matter, it's just like if I'm having a hard day and then I find out that somebody else is having a good time, that's like completely reframes stuff. And I'm grateful for every single reminder every single day that it's not about me And then I like, the more I can position myself vis-a-vis like, how can I be useful and helpful to this overall whole endeavor, I'm always in better headspace. So I'm really grateful every single time I know that somebody else is happy. Mm. That keeps me going.
I really loved that for me, like sitting on the stage with you and Gina was a really special full circle moment where we got to just talk and talk about it. Just, it felt very like, oh my gosh, I was so excited for your guys' connection, and because you guys are both such singular, extraordinary people and leaders and community members, and just thinking about like those relationships and how they grow and create more change and opportunity was a really like just awesome feeling.
There was one night where we were shooting, we were outside, it was super cold, super late, which is not great, but we're also all a little loopy. And there was a take where Davi took a bite of a prop, and I don't know if we were supposed to eat the prop, and it just cracked us up. And it was so fun. And yeah, anytime we laugh on set, really, or dance on set.
You know, I have to say, it was sitting around, we were on the pilot, sitting in the hallway of some set, you know, late at night, in clothes that, you know, are characters not yours, you're uncomfortable, and figuring out what we want to order to eat. And Sophia is always the best, takes the lead, always has that menu up, and good food's on its way.
One of my fondest was sitting around a country house table, listening to Gina tell us about love and toasting to all of us coming together to have a weekend together outside of work.
The memory that I have is when the cast and our lovely director, Gina Rodriguez, we all rented a farmhouse, and we just spent a couple of days out there, and it was just nice to kind of connect with everybody and dance, laugh, eat, share stories, do yoga. It was a great time.
A memory that I cherish while filming season one of Good Sam is definitely when everybody surprised me on my birthday. I was kind of bummed because I was working the day of, and I was tricked into believing that I was setting up for a shot. And out comes Sophia and Jason with donuts, and everybody sang, and it just made me feel really nice and loved and appreciated.
A memory I cherish that comes to mind during the filming of Good Sam so far. Being accepted wholeheartedly by the rest of the cast.
Oh, I love that. I gotta say, and I was so surprised because we've now seen it so many times, all of us, but when we watched the pilot on TV, I had chills for an hour. I couldn't believe it. With the final music and the final picture lock and seeing other people see it, watching people lean toward the TV because they were really invested, I was like, oh man, we did it. It's not just us who thinks it's special. All these other people think it's special, and that feels really cool.
It's so rewarding. I know. Yeah. It's so nice that it's out in the world. It feels like, oh, here we're at this moment. There were times when we probably didn't believe it was going to come.
I love it so much. We did it. That was so much fun. I loved hearing everyone's answers. And I hope you enjoyed getting to know these wonderful people a little bit better. Before we go, I want to thank all of you for not only listening to and supporting Work in Progress, but for supporting Good Sam. It is something that brings me the utmost joy and a tremendous amount of fulfillment. And I'm just so incredibly grateful to be able to do both this podcast and the show. And I am so grateful for each of you who follows and supports my work. Until next time.